Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney is set to attend the opening ceremonies of the Olympics in London as he's on the first leg of his three-nation tour that'll also take him to Israel and Poland. But the trip's already been marked by a misstep. Yesterday, Romney suggested British officials might not be prepared to pull off a successful Olympics. He called London's problems with preparation disconcerting. Of course, the remark sparked sharp responses from Britain's top officials.
Joining us now live to talk more about it, Gwen Ifill, moderator of Washington Week. Hello, Gwen.
Hello.
So, you know, I've read a lot. I've listened a lot. It's been tough to spin this one good. I guess the question is, how harmful is this to Mitt Romney?
You know, it's more about timing than it is about anything he said. Only a week ago, we were reporting, in fact, that there were a lot of security concerns involving the London Olympics. They were supposed to have 10,000 private security guards. They only had 4,000. The private security company that was supposed to be in charge of it was falling short. That's no question. It's not that he was wrong in what he said. And in fact, the word disconcerting is about as mild a criticism as I've ever heard during an election year. The problem is he did it on the day before the Olympics begin to start. He walked right into the middle of a lot of pre-Olympic exciting frenzy and said, I don't know. He was speaking more as someone who used to head an Olympics himself, as he did in Salt Lake City in 2002, and less as someone who was supposed to be on the stage as an international ambassador for the United States. So it kind of blew up in his face.
Now, Mitt Romney is going to go on to Israel and Poland, as we mentioned. He has a foreign policy address scheduled for this week, but it seems to be a whole lot different than when Barack Obama did this 4 years ago.
Yeah, it was a little bit different. Part of what's going on, all these candidates go to burnish their foreign policy credentials on these trips. And the goal is to go shake hands, show that they can actually stand toe-to-toe with people. And you'll remember that Barack Obama had big, big, excited crowds in Europe. But in this case, Romney has very carefully chosen where he's going to go. He has gone to places where there has been some murmuring about Barack Obama. Israel, where they're unhappy that has not visited during his 4 years in office. Poland, where there has been a little bit of friction. And he's trying to, I don't want to use the word exploit, but in some ways exploit that distance. Unfortunately, and I think that, frankly, once the Olympics start, people are going to stop talking about Mitt Romney's miscues. But I do think that when you're supposed to get a slam dunk where nothing can go wrong on a trip like this, it wasn't a good start.
Hey, Gwen, 30 seconds. Let's talk about the voter ID laws. The latest legal battle is in Pennsylvania. What are you hearing about how this could affect things?
You know, it's funny. Tonight we're talking halfway about the things that we see in front of the camera and half about the things that don't. This is one of those things which could actually determine the outcome of this election, who wins, Romney or Obama, because there's so many states, not the feds, who are deciding who can vote and what it takes to vote. And there's going to be a big, big, expensive legal fight over there in Pennsylvania and a lot of other states, too.
All right, Gwen, thanks so much.
Take care.
Washington Week with Gwen Ifill and National Journal airs tonight at 8 on TV 26.